This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Heard and read many times, Allah reminds us to continue to reflect, because from these stories we extract new lessons. As we grow older and our frame of reference changes, we understand these stories in a far deeper context. And these are not stories just for the sake of telling stories, but they are relevant to our life. And so inshallah, today part one, we'll start going through some of the stories of the Quran, and we'll talk about the first man, the creation of Nabi Adam. But before we begin the story of Nabi Adam, ask a question, and we can answer. It's Jumu'ah is fine. We can, not when you're on the mimbar, then you can't talk, but before, that's fine. When did Islam begin? Islam, the word Islam, as you know, I've said it many times, it means to submit yourself to your Creator, to surrender and to obey and to follow the life, the system that He commanded. Islam is a way, it's a system. So who was the first, and a person who obeys that way is a Muslim. So who was the first Muslim? Who was the first Muslim? Sorry, you said Nabi Adam. Okay. Put up your hand if you say Nabi Adam was the first Muslim. Okay. Put up your hand if you say someone else. Okay, who disagrees with that? Raise your hand. Who do you disagree? Alright, so brother mentions, even before the creation of Nabi Adam, there were creatures before, the angels. What is Jibreel? Jibreel is a Muslim. Jibreel obeys the command that he was commanded to do. And even before Jibreel, there were creatures living and inanimate. All of these things are in submission to Allah. And then we go, as we mentioned, a theological debate. What is the first creation? And that's an unnecessary debate, but it's either the pen or the arsh, Allah knows best. But the moment that there was a creation that Allah created, that thing was a Muslim when it obeyed. And that's why Allah says in the Quran, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. Allah says, the seven heavens and the earth and whatever is upon it, living or dead, whether it's animate or inanimate, they make tasbih of Allah, they praise Allah. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. And there is not a single thing in all of existence, except that it makes tasbih, it prays, it worships Allah. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But you, Allah say, oh you mankind, you can't comprehend the way in which they worship me. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمٌ غَفُورٌ. And Allah says, I am all forgiving. Allah says, Allah, and why Allah ends the ayah by saying how merciful and forbearing He is. He says, everything in the universe worships me, O man, except you. Sometimes, some of you. Your life goes by and you never made one sajda for me. In Surah Rahman, Allah says, وَالنَّجِمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. That the stars and the trees make sujood to me. Everything in creation yearns for its creator. So the idea of Islam, it is this perfect system where the creation is connected to its creator. And again, as I mentioned, you must have heard this from me many times, the word Islam sounds a lot like Assalamu alaikum salam, peace. Because when you are submitting to Allah, you will find peace in your life. And that is why the universe is in harmony. There is no evil in nature, because it submits to its creator. In fact, look at how precise the sun, we can draw a calendar to the second, when it will rise and when it will set. It obeys the command of Allah, and it's in perfect submission, and therefore you find peace, you find salam in it. Now we go to the Quran, and we have this amazing, so we know in the context, the universe is almost in perfect harmony. Everything is worshipping Allah, there's no problems. The Quran, the first conversation, in the whole Quran, in Surah Baqarah, you have Allah saying, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ. When your Lord said, لِلْمَلَائِكَ. When Allah had a conversation with the angels, Allah says to the angels, إِنِّي جَعَلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah says to the angels, O my angels, I intend to place on earth, there's this place called earth, I intend to place on it people. Khalifa, a generation after generation. What is the response of the angels? So Allah obviously informed the angels, I'm going to put a new creation on this earth. And this creation will have the ability to disobey. It will have free will to reject me. It will have the ability to commit evil. How do the angels respond? The angel says, قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَن يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ. They said, oh Allah, why would you put on the earth a creature that will cause mischief and will shed blood, they will kill one another. The highest form of evil to the creation is to kill. And look what we're doing to one another. They will not cause mischief on the earth, and they will kill one another. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Whereas us, Ya Allah, oh, we the angels, we worship you continuously and perfectly. Why would you do this? Now, what is amazing about this ayah, there's a lot of things to take. Number one, it shows who Allah is. Allah communicates with His creations, and Allah speaks to them. And we see from the angels, who are the most perfect in iman and obedience, they are allowed to ask Allah why. They say, Ya Allah, this doesn't make sense. We don't get it. This is like, it doesn't sound like a good idea, O Allah. And therefore, for all of us, I know we grew up, maybe some of you grew up, where you don't ask questions. The Imam Mitsuha Siyasu, we don't ask questions. Here the angels are asking Allah, I don't understand the reasoning, Allah. I don't understand what's happening. Jibreel is saying, Ya Allah, I don't understand. Why would you do this? It is permissible to ask why. It is permissible to say, I don't understand. With respect, of course. You even find in the Quran, Nabi Ibrahim saying to Allah, Ya Allah, show me how you resurrect the dead. And Allah says to Nabi Ibrahim, don't you believe in the resurrection? So he says, I believe, Ya Allah, but there are lingering things in my heart. If I can see it, it will be much more different than believing. So Allah shows him how he resurrects with a bird. So even the most pious of people have questions. Even the most pious of people have a type of doubt. You're allowed to ask and in search of the answer. And many times the answers are there. But sometimes the answer isn't there. And that's how Allah responds. Now, how does Allah respond to the angels? The angel says, Ya Allah, we don't understand. We don't get it. Why would you do this? So Allah says to them, Inni a'lam ma ta'lamun. I know what you don't know. Trust me. Allah is not responding to them. He's not giving them an answer. He's not saying, no, they're not going to shed blood. No, they're going to be good. Allah is not denying it. Allah is saying, yes, they are like that. They are going to do that. But there's more to it than you can understand. My angels, you don't get it. In their humanity, there's going to be something special. In their weakness, there will be something great. You can't understand angels, but trust me. And of course, this is where iman kicks in. So the angel says, Khalas, Ya Allah, if that's what you say, you know, we don't know, we submit. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so He explained His intention to create man. And now He says to the angels, إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ طِينٍ. He says, I will create this creature made from clay, from mud. And I will blow my soul into it. Now, we talk about the creation of Nabi Adam now. We find in the Quran that different creatures have been created from different things. The angels, we know, are created from light, a pure type of light. And Allah mentions another creature before us that was created from fire called the jinn. The jinn were created from fire. And each creature takes from the substances that it was made from. And so Allah says, as for this new creature, this new invention called man, it's going to be made from mud. And in fact, one of the meanings of Adam is someone, a man made of mud, a madman, a clay man. That's what he is. And in a hadith, so it's on the Quran, we know in the hadith that there's a long hadith where the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, so subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs it to be. Allah just says be and it is by a command. That's why Nabi Isa is called the word of Allah. In Christianity, Jesus is the word of Allah. Why? Because it was a word that came into existence. Allah said be and it was. But if Allah really wants to honor a creation, not that he needs to, but he takes out of honor of that thing, he makes it by his own hand in a manner which we can't understand. And there are only four creatures, the hadith says, four creations which Allah himself was handmade by Allah. Number one, the pen that the brother mentioned, the pen of destiny, the pen that writes everything into creation, Allah created by his own hand. And the arsh, the throne, the greatest of his creations, the mightiest of all his creations is the arsh. Allah designed the arsh with his own hand. And Allah took the clay that was meant for Nabi Adam and shaped it into a statue, into the form himself. That's why Allah will ask Iblis, why are you not bowing to that which I created with my own hands? I handmade this thing. And the fourth, and subhanAllah, may Allah grant us to be there, the Nabi says, Jannah has many levels, countless numbers of levels. But the highest Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus, Allah himself planted the trees of Jannatul Firdaus with his own hands. He designed Jannatul Firdaus himself. Can you imagine what that would be like? Where he prepared a place, he handmade the things in Jannatul Firdaus for the people, get them, Allah grant us to be there. Ameen. So Nabi Adam was made by Allah's own hand in a way, in a manner which befits his majesty. And as Allah mentions to the angels, I shall blow my soul. Now interest, now again side note, when we say Allah's soul, not a soul, a essence of Allah, a soul belonging to Allah. Allah says, I will blow a soul belonging to me, a special soul. each of the angels, the jinn, they all have their own, let's talk for the IT guys here, its own special unique software. The angels have their own software. The jinn have their own software. But the software of insan is something unique, something which has not been seen before. And in fact, when Allah, when in the Quran, the Nabi asks, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ, they ask you, oh Nabi, about the soul, about the software, how does it work? Allah says, I've given you basically no information about that. That is restricted information. How the ruh works, how it engages, how it interacts, that belongs to Allah. I haven't told anybody about that. So Allah says, when I put the soul into the statue, because it stood empty for a long time. In the hadith it mentions the angels would look at this thing standing there, lifeless. Iblis, at that time, we'll talk who he is, looks through this thing, finds that it's empty on the inside, and all of them wondering, what is this thing? Waiting for the day when Allah would bring life to this statue. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then blew the ruh into Adam alayhi salam, and slowly he came alive from the head down. And as the soul passed through his nose, the hadith mentions that the first thing Nabi Adam was he sneezed. He sneezed. And instinctively, and it shows you the soul has a programming. It has a DNA already, some things in there. It has a fitrah. A fitrah, there's some, what is the fitrah? The fitrah is your natural disposition. Without any training, without any learning or knowledge, there are certain things which you are inclined to. One of it is you instinctively believe that there must be a life after death. There must be something more in the universe. Another thing about the fitrah, if you ask anybody here, when you want to go on holiday, where do you want to go? How does a holiday look like? Somewhere where there's trees, it's a garden, there's a beach, water and trees go together because we're created in Jannah. That's how Jannah describes. That's where we belong. In a place where there's rivers and water and trees, this is what beauty looks like. It's in our fitrah. And so instinctively, as the soul came into Adam alayhi salam, he sneezed and he said, Alhamdulillah. Nabi Adam could talk and he said, Alhamdulillah. And what's amazing, the first interaction of our species is one of thanking Allah. And Allah immediately said to Adam, Yarhamuk Allah. So Nabi Adam says, praise be to Allah, Lord of the Alameen, when he sneezed. And so Allah says, and may my mercy be upon you. May Allah have mercy upon you. This is the relationship already established. And Nabi Adam alayhi salam, when he came alive, he wanted to move, but he was not ready. And Allah says to Nabi Adam, I created you very impatient. You are a creature that has very little patience. You were just basically born, and you're already trying to run. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam stands, and he's alive, and he looks around him, and obviously he's being watched by a group of angels. He's being watched by, everyone's looking at this. Who is this? What is this thing? What's he going to do? And so Allah says to Nabi Adam, go to that group of angels, go to them and greet them and listen to what they say. So Nabi Adam said, what should I say to them? Allah said, go to them and say, Assalamu alaikum. Now, you know, in the movies, which we don't watch, obviously, that when you meet the aliens, what do they say? I come in peace, right? I come in peace, I mean no harm. So Allah is saying, go to them and say, Assalamu alaikum, may peace be upon you. I mean no harm on you. And listen to what they say. And so Nabi Adam goes and he says, Assalamu alaikum. And they say, Wa alaikum assalam, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And they respond, and may the peace of Allah be upon you, and his rahmah, and may the blessings of Allah be upon you. And so this is a hadith in Bukhari. And therefore Allah says, now that the angels responded, this will be your greeting, O Adam, for you and your children. And therefore, when we greet one another, we say, salam, salam. It's a small thing in our eyes, but it's a great thing in terms of what Allah has put this in the Quran. It's a great symbol of love and affection between one another, and in fact, between other creations. So Nabi Adam is created, and he lives in Jannah, and he is amongst the angels, and he's residing with them. At some point, and we don't know how long this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the angels a test, gave the angels an exam, and he wanted to prove that Adam was something special. Allah says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءِ أَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. We taught Adam the names of everything. We gave Adam a special kind of knowledge. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And then I put this question to the angels. I asked them to answer. فَقَالَ Allah says to them, أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ Allah asked the angels, give me the names of these things. Answer this thing. Oh angels, قَالُوا They said, سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا Oh Allah, we have no knowledge except what you have taught us. We don't know this. This is beyond our comprehension. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ Only you have complete knowledge. So Allah said, Oh Adam, أَنْبِئُهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ Oh Adam, you answer this. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَاهُمْ So once Adam showed he could comprehend and answer, we don't know what the exam was, Adam could solve this exam. قَالَ He said, أَلَمْ أَكُلْ لَكُمْ So then Allah said to the angels, did I tell you? I know what you don't know. I know something that you don't know. أَعْلَمَ تُبْدُونَ مَا كُنْتَ تَكْتُمُونَ And so Allah then shows that now the angels could understand that there was something deeply special about this creation, even though it's very humble in its beginnings, deeply special. And then he says, ثُمَّ كُنَّ لِلْمَلَائِكَ إِسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ So then Allah said, now bow to Adam, make sujood to him. And they all made sujood except Iblis. Let me take a side note and play the story in a more, in an understanding that you can comprehend. Let's imagine, وَلِلَّهِ مَثْلَ عَلَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we give no analogies to him, nothing like the creation that resembles him. But for our understanding, imagine there's this amazing super, the biggest company in the world. This founder created this amazing company. It, you know, multinational, best company in the world. And it's run by, you know, perfect AI robots. They work 24/7. They don't make mistakes. Perfect calculus. They're the board of directors. Now one day the founder comes into the company and he sees a janitor. He's been working hard, struggling hard, trying to study. And the founder says, I'm going to give you a chance to get promoted. And I'm going to help you study. And this guy takes the opportunity and he succeeds. And he keeps, every time he succeeds, he gets a new promotion. Studies hard, works hard. And eventually, the founder says to this guy who started as a janitor, you will now be promoted to the board of directors. So now you've got these amazing AI robots that don't make mistakes. And this janitor guy who's worked his way up the ranks, and now he's in the boardroom. He's one of the directors. And this continues for a while. Then the founder comes in one day, and he says, you know, I found this kid on the side of the road, from the wrong side of town. Those kids that no one looks at, everybody looks down on, I took one of them, and you know what? I'm going to put him and make him a director. And the director said, are you sure about this? We don't understand. This doesn't sound like a good idea. The founder said, trust me. I know what I'm doing. I know talent when I see it. This young man's name is Adam, and he's going to be joining the board of directors. And so, okay, he's with the board of directors. So you've got the AI robots. You've got this janitor guy who worked his way up. And you've got this new kid on the block who got promoted straight into the boardroom. Then the company goes through a crisis. And the founder says, guys, solve it. And none of them can solve it. Not the AI robots, not the janitor guy. No one can solve it. And so he says, my young man, Adam, what should we do? And he comes up with the answer, and he solves the crisis and saves the company. So now the founder says, as of today, this young man is the new CEO. You all report to him. And the AI robots, they don't make mistakes. They said, fine, you are in charge. We submit and we obey. The janitor guy said, hell no. I worked my way up here. I will never ever answer to this guy. He didn't do the time. He's mud. He has no qualifications. He doesn't even have a matric certificate. Do you know how many years I took to study, earning my degree, my honors, my PhD, my MBA, and now I have to answer to him? Never. So the founder says, okay, you are expelled from the boardroom. You're not fired, but you are demoted, and you go sit in a corner office, and no one will engage with you. And so now Adam is in charge of the company. He's the CEO. And the angels bow to him, meaning that shows his superiority. Allah then says to Nabi Adam, Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. So now Allah mentions that Nabi Adam, for a long period, he was alone in Jannah. And even Jannah, it's not nice to be, even though Jannah is amazing, but you don't want to be alone in Jannah. There's a hadith that says that nobody will enter Jannah alone. So for anyone who passes away and never got married, you have a soulmate, you just didn't meet them in this world. You'll meet them in the Akhirah. You'll be married to that person and then you'll enter Jannah. So even in Jannah, Jannah is incomplete to be on your own. Side note here. Some creatures Allah creates with one gender, one form, like the angels. There's no male or female. They're just binary. They singular. Whereas we are in two. And that's how the sunnah of Allah. There's no three or four or half or fluid. There's a man and a woman. And so Allah created from Adam, from him. So a mate, a partner. Where did Hawa, where did she come from? Allah didn't take soil again from the earth and create a new statue. He took from Nabi Adam, from his soul and from his body, and created a female companion. And that is why, you know, sometimes our sisters get angry and they said, you know, we were created from the rib of a man. Well, the man was created from mud. You know, I'd rather be created from something alive than from dirt, from soil, basically. And it also shows in that the nature. Our sisters come from something which is alive already, something which is already sensitive, something which is already loving. Whereas Nabi Adam comes from a lot more rougher, cruder stuff. And that's maybe the difference between the male and the female. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that the lady was created from the rib of Nabi Adam. And the rib has a flexibility in it. There's curves in her. And so if you want her to enjoy our sisters, or you want to really benefit from the female, don't try to make her into a man. Don't try to take away those curves. Yes, sometimes she's this way or that way. That's her way of being created. And you are created in your way. And so, Nabi Adam, Allah says, you have a partner. Allah says, Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. Adam, you and your wife, you may live in Jannah and do and go where you please. Fakula min haythu shi'tuma. Eat whatever you want from it and do whatever you want in Jannah. However, la taqraba hadhi shajara. Don't come near to this tree. Fatakuna min al-dhalimeen. If you do so, you will fall into error. So Allah says, now again in our analogy, the founder says, you're the CEO. You can do anything you want in the company. But there's a file. You're not allowed to access that file. That file is restricted. Don't even log in there. Just ignore that file. Don't look at it. And so Nabi Adam, for a long time, him and his wife, and at that time Nabi Adam was married to Miss Universe because she was the only woman in the universe. Right? Things are good. He's the head of the company. He can go as he pleases. He's got the angels reporting to him. He's got the best woman alive. And things are fine. And then he finds himself somehow, we don't know how, in conversation with Iblis. Now HR told him, this guy, don't speak to him. He's going to be in the company, avoid him. There's like an interdict against him. But somehow, I don't know, they were in the lift together and he got stuck. And Adam and Iblis were in a conversation. And Iblis said to him, are you all packed? You and Hawa, you guys packed. Your relocation must be happening anytime now. What relocation are you talking about? Surely, you've heard of this place called Earth, Adam, right? You've heard of it in the reports. They said, yeah, it's a terrible place. You go there, you die, you don't come back. You get sick, you get hungry, you have jobs. There's something called Monday, it's terrible. No one wants to live there. But you're going to go there, right? What do you mean? Oh, didn't you know? Didn't you read the memo? The day you were created, Allah said, Inni ja'in fil ardi khalifa. I'm going to put on the earth a man. That's where you're supposed to go. If you don't believe me, go and ask the angels. And now Nabi Adam has a crisis, and inshallah next week we'll continue with the story of Nabi Adam. Bismillah, time is up. And bismillah, inshallah. Just a few announcements. There's a fun walk on the 3rd of March, inshallah. That's the Burano pre-primary is hosting it. We ask everybody to, inshallah, participate if you can. And also we are releasing our Hajj book for a Hajj guide. So the idea is the Hajjis, when they go on Hajj, they will have a booklet to recite their du'as and all of that. And if anybody would like to have an Ithari Thawab, maybe on behalf of a parent or a relative, and how wonderful if someone's on Arafah, and there you have, you know, auntie so-and-so, make du'a for her. And for 750, 300 Rand actually, 300 Rand for that. It's an opportunity, inshallah. So if you'd like to contribute and buy a page, please let us know, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.